السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ، اہلن وسہلن ومرحبا تو یو، دس بیوٹیفل سیٹرڈے مارننگ مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارک اللہ فیکم سلیم کریم، جزاک اللہ خیرن تو اور برادر جنید خان اینڈ مسٹر امتیزی، بارک اللہ فیکم۔ اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم۔ All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36 Surah Yasin and verses 36 and 37. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah's absolute power, authority, sovereignty. See what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us. What we take for granted because we see it every day, but wonder, ponder and reflect over it. Chapter 36, verse 36. Subhanalladhi. What is the meaning of Subhanalladhi? Subhanalladhi means everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. If you make the tafsir commentary in Arabic language, it means Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. He transcends every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. He is more perfect than the word perfect, and everlasting glory is for him. And always in the Quran Sharif and in the Ahadith Mubarakah, you will read it, Subhana. Now, I don't want to go too much into grammar and rhetoric and balagha, but it will be read as Sabbahtu or Sabbahna, Subhana, Maful Mutlaq, as we call. So, nevertheless, remember, you will always find it, Subhana. The verb there is before it, although you can't see it, but is understood. So, we are praising the glory, perfection of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Subhanalladhi, everlasting glory, perfection for that supreme being. Khalaqal azwaja kullaha, he created everything, remember, in pairs, male, female, positive, negative, right, left, you see. Mimma tumbitul ardu, from whatever the land and the sand produces. Look at your fruits, look at your vegetation. Me and you, we don't bother about this, we just eat it and so forth. So everything there is, a positive, a negative, there's a male and a female and the different genders. But today, satanic society came and they said, no, when you come to marriage, you can marry Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, and Madam and Eve. So people like that are worse than animals and punishable by death, capital punishment. Look at how they have fooled the African continent and the people, the white hegemony by and large. When they want to take a second wife, a third wife, a fourth wife, they'll tell them they're guilty of bigamy and polygamy. But you can have one wife and 10 girlfriends and 20 girlfriends. Or she can have one husband, and obviously one husband is right, but she can have, you must remember, 100 boyfriends and sugar daddies and 10 sugar daddies. So this is the Western satanic decadent culture which we must condemn, remember that. So they promote every vice, and then they will tell you homosexuality, lesbianism is a human right. Such type of human rights are not worth the paper on which is written on any constitution as far as Islam goes. Be very clear on that. Any person who allows that, promotes that, and so forth, is out of the fold of Islam. So kullaha, everywhere you will find that there are pairs, male, female, mimma tumbitil ardu, even in your vegetation and fruit and what have you. Wa min anfusihim, and even in yourselves, human being. Allah made male and female. There is no other gender in Islam, bigender and this gender and so forth. Today the satanic culture say that gender has nothing to do with your private. It is to do what is in your mind. Masoom, innocent children, 4, 5, 6 years old, going to school in Scotland and other places, are asked, what are you? Are you a boy or a girl? He knows he's a boy, but just to play fools, he'll say, so I'm a girl. He say, yeah, from tomorrow you can wear a skirt. The girl will say, I'm a boy. So they'll tell her, okay, from tomorrow you wear a tie and a trouser and so forth. See how they destroy the human race and so forth. وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and from many, many other things which you don't even know. You take the scientists today, they will speak of electrons and neutrons and those protons and whatrons. The only tron they forgot was the morons, you must remember. Yesterday I sent it out. So you must remember, look at Biden and Trump and all these morons. So there's the only boron they forgot, you must remember that. So Almighty Allah created us the masterpiece of His creation. But what happens is this, that human being, because for their lust for power and wealth and position, they will destroy the natural system. Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa alayha. If you study Islam without any jaundiced eyes, you will find it has a magnet, the natural magnet, and people will always come to that natural system sooner or later. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Hi habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Every baby, every child born on the natural system and disposition. Then the society, the parents, fa abawahu yahubidanihi or yunasiranihi or yumajisani. They are born with the ability, capacity to stay on Islam and remain on Islam, but the parents can make them Jews, Christians, fire worshippers, Zoroastrians, and so forth. So imagine Quran, this is now Ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran. So many things have positive, negative, and you do not know. Oh human being, have you ever wondered? Everything is male, female, but only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. He's wahdahu la sharika lahu, one and alone and none equal to Him. Why? Everything is makhluk, is creation, and He alone exclusively is the Khaliq. When He is the Khaliq and the creator of the entire universe and creation, hence is one and alone. Therefore we bow down to Him alone, we make sujood and prostrate to Him alone, and we worship Him alone. That is the beauty of Islam, monotheism in the true sense of the word. Wa ayatul lahumul layl, and another sign, ayatun azima, magnificent sign for humanity, for them is the night. You see, in winter the nights are so long, in summer they are so short. Naslakhu minhun nahar. To understand Quran Sharif, you need to go into the philology, history of it. Salakh, insilakh, all these words are used in the Quran Sharif. We just finished Eid al-Adha and Qurbani. You slaughtered your goat, your sheep, your cow, your bull, whatever, camel. Then you remove that skin and hide. Then the flesh becomes apparent. That process of removing the skin and the hide, that is in salakha. To remove it, remember that, then the flesh becomes apparent. Almighty Allah withdraws the day, the brightness of the day, and then suddenly we enter into darkness. And then remember, as the time progresses, it gets darker and darker. Who is doing all this? For million, billion, trillion, zillion years, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلُ The signs of Almighty Allah for them, for humanity. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارُ We withdraw the day. The brightness of the day now is getting less and less and so forth. And when the sun sets, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Suddenly they are entering into darkness. And therefore the sunnah dua to read, learn the dua, O Ummah and Muslimah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Allahumma hada iqbalu laylik, O Allah, this is your night approaching us, wa idbaru naharik, and your day leaving us. Wa aswatu du'aik, it's time for dua. Did you make dua yesterday? Before sunset, before Maghrib Adhan, that is the time on a Friday. That is the time on a Friday when Isa'atun Mujustajaba, your du'as will get accepted. So, yeah, from this hadith we learn, before Maghrib Adhan, before sunset, at the time of sunset, du'as are accepted. Wa aswatu du'aik, faghfirli, forgive me, O my beloved Allah. That is hadith sharif in Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an faqihu hadhil ummah, the grand mufti of this ummah, when the sun would set, his face would undergo a change. People ask him, what happened, O Ustad? He would answer and say, Naqasa fihi ajali, another day is gone, my lifespan is shrinking and decreasing. Walam yazid fihi amali. Now we are already entering a new month now, a new year, after a few hours and so forth. Do we ever think about this? We're going nearer to our death, going nearer to our grave, going nearer to the mercy of Almighty Allah. What answer will we give Almighty Allah? Allah gave us all those recurring bounties and favors. Think, O Muslim, reflect, wonder and ponder over it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 29th of Zulhijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 274. And today we present to you the local, international, and national news, views, and interviews. Bad week for the Jutlas. They admitted that more than, this is minimum, 15 Jutla soldiers were dispatched to hell in the past few days. And remember that many of them waiting in transit to enter hell. Fire and Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So remember that Muslims were prevented to pray yesterday in Aqsa. Look at the haramis. Which nation will prevent you to go and pray? They got no arms, no ammunition. They want to pray their Friday prayer, Jummah prayer in the mosque, but the Jutlas, haramis, the cursed nation, the super terrorists, which the world are witnessing now, they're the only people who Almighty Allah transform into swines and monkeys in history, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ So these swines and these monkeys, remember, they prevented our youth from entering Masjid al-Aqsa yesterday, and they will say that the Palestinians are causing the harm. Who the hell gave you the right to prevent us from entering Masjid al-Aqsa? Therefore, O Ummah, we must fight for Aqsa. We must speak about it and say loudly and boldly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Biden is a donkey. Biden is a moron. Biden is a fool and an idiot. Yesterday, delivering a lecture, what does he say? He's totally senile. He said, I was the first black woman to be the vice president for a black president. Can you imagine that? The president of America doesn't know whether he's a male or female. These guys are gay or lesbian or what they are. They totally, their brains are also mixed up, you must have. Morons. And they are the ones carrying out the genocide there. You see, shuhada ki baddu'a. Remember that masoom, innocent children and babies of Gaza, when they cry to Allah, punish all these Arab regimes, punish all these zalims. This is the result, you see. How Allah curses them in this world. How Allah makes them donkeys and idiots and morons. Yeah, in this world. Allah musalman ki shaheed ki dua ko kabhi zaya nahi farmayenge. Allah will never let that masoom masoom children's blood go in vain. Allah ki ghairat ko josh aati hai. Remember, Allah will decimate this mental dam. Time is nigh, is very near. In English you say nigh. Time is nigh for America to fall, Israel to fall, and the Arab regime, tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads to fall. Remember, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. Bibi Netanyahu says yesterday, whoever harms us will face death. You already finished, you must remember, you war criminal butcher of Gaza, and now your own army is turning against you. Your own people, 80%, have turned against you, and they want you out. See what Hungary's Orban did. He did a good move. So you know, European Union, they have rotating presidency. So now for 6 months, and then it rotates. So Hungary is the president of the European Union. So their president Orban, he told the European Union, you go to hell. You don't come dictate to me. First stop, he went to go meet Putin right in Moscow. The European Union are up in arms. What the hell are you doing? He said, you don't come and tell me what to do. I am the president of my country. I am the president of the European Union. Jeremy Corbyn beats the Labour candidate. How's that? Didn't I tell you, you must vote for Jeremy? Four other Muslims also beat their Labour and other candidates. George Galloway lost, but remember that. So Jeremy Corbyn, he told Starmer, you expelled me from the Labour, but see, with Allah Ta'ala's mercy, remember I'm back here as a member of Parliament. Humiliation for the Labour Party. You must read, don't just fall in the Starmer. Starmer, he's another moron. He is 100% pro-Israel and against Palestine. You must remember that. Pro-genocide. So what good they are. We call such people morons. Remember that. Israel using starvation is a weapon of war. So therefore they are guilty of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war criminals. U.S. Army sex crimes are coming out in Japan. The people say enough is enough. How many women have you raped today in Japan, oh American Army? So that is their job. You must remember this. This is what they do. They remember they are not human beings. They are subhuman. They are worse than animals. Quran says, "Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal." Israeli Attorney General criticizes Ben Gurion. So there's so much tension amongst themselves. Quran said, Surah 59, verse 14, "Ba'suhum bainahum shadid," regarding Gaza and the people of Gaza. The editorial, you remember in yesterday's Haaretz, Israel cannot go and reoccupy Gaza. You see that? Some of their crazy guys are speaking about, we must go to Gaza and just bomb them and so forth. Lindsey Graham, the donkey and moron, senator there in America, there the Jutlas got him blackmailed, and they got maybe photos or whatever it is alleged of that is a gay, so he has to speak in favor of Israel, otherwise they will expose everything of his shenanigans. So what they did, you must remember, he says, just use nuclear day in Gaza. So therefore you can't reoccupy. Hamas will fix you up properly. Israel. See another article in the Haaretz. The Israeli settlers are committing state terrorism against the Palestinians. You heard what they said? This is your Haaretz news. Hey, Jutla, Jutli, you heard what I said? I'm not saying, your newspaper is saying. The Israeli settlers are committing state terrorism against Palestine. And remember, this is not from now. They should add one more word for 75, 76 years. So homelessness is increasing in U.S. You see Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. You all think America is flying. They are. President is flying with drugs. But the drugs are making him confused and his fuses are getting blown. So more and more people are poor in United States. And homelessness is increasing. So there's a terrible situation there. UK, the stomach is back in power. You must remember the Labour. And Sunak, I told you yesterday, humiliated, disgrace. He resigns, you must remember. Go back to India, you harami. You will never celebrate another Diwali. I told you that as a prime minister. And go back to Rwanda. You're a hopeless character. So 11 ministers lost their job as well. Farage, first time in his life he becomes an MP in his eighth attempt. Can you believe such a character, Nigel Farage or whatever his name? 8 times he tried, and now this time he won some seats and he's called the Reform Party and so forth. So he came into parliament as well. Now listen to this, you Christians. I told you your whole Christianity is corrupted to the core. So you got one guy, he's a big priest, high priest. His name, Carlo Vigiano. Write it down, you Christians. Mr. Carlo Vigiano, he's expelled from the Catholic Church by the Pope. So why did he expel him? Why did Pope expel Carlo Vigiano? Carlo Vigiano said that this Pope knows of many pedophiles going on in the church, pedophilia, where the priests are abusing and getting busy with the young boys and so forth. But this Pope Francis is covering it up, and he's playing very, you understand, politics with the who? With the lesbians and the gays and so forth. And we must teach Christianity and not play politics. So what Carlo said, Vigiano, so is the truth, but the Pope Francis cannot accept it. So he, the word they used, they excommunicated him. You don't understand excommunicated? It means they expelled him. Well done, Carlo Vigiano. At least you gave a virgin speech, you'll understand, to Pope Francis. So your whole Catholic Church is in a total, you must remember, corruption. So Mexico battered by Hurricane Beryl, remember that. Said New South Africa, wake up Muslims, targeted the Muslims. So we need to wake up, currying favor with people, politicians, governments, organizations. They're not going to help us. Yesterday after Jumu'ah, this is the message we received from various people. Our brother Ashraf Kaka was kidnapped, you must remember, from the Halakrain Masjid there, you must remember, near Azadwal. And 7 guys came with big guns and so forth, and then kidnapped him. He seems to be a big shot, I don't know him. Allah Jalla Wala return him to his family unharmed. And our Maulana Yusuf Sattariya, last week Friday, he was kidnapped there by the garage filling station around 6 o'clock or whatever. This week, Friday, yesterday, Ashraf Kaka, oh Ummah, wake up. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Surah 12, verse 64. Oh Allah, you alone, our best protector. And whilst he alone, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, you are the He Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Beg Allah, did you read this dua? Read now, my brothers, my sisters, my children. Chapter 77, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْ نا في رحمتك وادخلنا في رحمتك او الله جل وعلا include us in your special mercy وانت ارحم الراحمين او الله جل وعلا you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Botswana has lost confidence in South Africa and their politics. Botswana, you must remember, their currency, everything also, is much stronger than South Africa. Their politics is much cleaner than South Africa's corrupted ways. Botswana signed a deal, you must remember, with Namibia because they are landlocked, you must remember. They said, we can't rely on South Africa, so we want, you understand, to make a deal with you, Namibia, regarding rail transport, so more goods can come into Botswana and more goods can be imported, export via Namibia and so forth. That's a good move, and South Africa loses out as usual because incompetence and corruption and so forth. Iran, remember, they have a spin-off and a run-off there. That's what their media is saying, the Iranian music media, that there is a reformer and a moderate and there's a hardliner, and the reformer moderate guy is winning, and they are still millions of votes to be counted, but people already celebrating in Tehran and Shiraz and Isfahan and various places. So this is against what Khamenei and the Ayatollahs wanted, but anyway, that is the Kuffar Shia's politics. California yesterday. Listen, you people, Allah ki lati be awaze, all you Americanos, Yankees, you think America is a good place? Allah Jalla Wala is punishing them. Yesterday in California, you must remember, in Palm Springs and that, 51 degrees. People are roasted, toasted in this world already, and the fires are going increasing and destroying the farmland, hectares and hectares. Ukraine, Putin is our harami, pakka harami, sharpshoot harami. We like you, Putin. He blasted one part of Ukraine, no water there. Well done. You must teach them a lesson. Anybody who gives America or Israel or Britain a bloody nose, we will support you. You can be communist, you can be atheist, you can be kuffar, shia, whoever it is. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Some sad news. My special friend in Cape Town, Hassan Badat, his mother passed away yesterday, just after Maghrib. There in Durban last night, 10 o'clock was janaza. Allah grant our brother Hassan Hussein, their twins, their beloved mother, Mother Hajra, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. We make dua for her. Allah maghfir laha warhamha wa sakinha fil jannah. Allah give her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Yesterday I was in Masjid al-Qadr, and after that we had meals there by Mona Yusuf's place, Mona Yusuf Pando and so forth. So there was a youngster, he came to sit next to me lunchtime, you know. You know, we sat on the floor and there had a lot of people, 30 people or so, Jamaats and others. So he came and he said, "My name is Mikhail. I was asking you," meaning asking me, "a lot of questions during Hajj." He went to perform Hajj and he just came back. He's 20 years old. He's becoming Hafiz also. He's becoming Maulana and Alim also. He said, "Mufti, arrange for me. I want to get married. I want to get married." I said, "Okay, but where's your father?" He said, "There's my father." I said, "Baji, your son?" He said, "Yes. Please get him married." I said, "I'll announce it on the radio. The brother's name is Mikhail Seder or Sadar, whatever you want to say. I don't know him. I met him and his father yesterday." So any one of you wants your daughter to marry a person still becoming a Hafiz, becoming a Maulana, I ask him, "What income you got?" He say, "I sell honey." So I told him, "Your wife will tell you, honey, give some money. How much money you will give?" So he just said, he smiled. So you can see that the guy doesn't have much, but inshallah, you get married to him, Allah will give barakah, inshallah. Tonight, in today in South Africa, is 29th of Zulhijjah, and tonight we must scan the sky. The chances are not very good, but anyway, we must do our duty with beauty and look for the moon, inshallah, 16, 17 hours. Saudi Arabia, today is 30th of Zulhijjah, tomorrow is the first automatically, and the Kiswa will be changed, inshallah, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba, tomorrow morning after Fajr, after sunrise and so forth. Those of you in Makkah, don't go and sleep after Fajr, witness that, spectacular it is. 5 pieces of the Kiswa cost them 30, 40 million US dollars, you must remember that, everything gold, genuine and so forth and so on. Anyway, today between 7 and 9, Mona Khalid Yaqub, and inshallah between 6 and 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop. Between 1 and 1:30 you can listen to the lecture I delivered yesterday at Masjid al-Qadr in Northcliffe. Ji Maulana Salim, we have 14 minutes left. Let's sharpshoot the Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Saab, I want to marry person X, my parents, one person Y for me. Who do I choose?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you are a daughter and you feel you want to marry X, but your parents say Y, so now there's a conflict situation on your own. Read this dua. Read now with me. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, khirli, khirli, khara, khire, khirli, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Whatever comes in your heart, then you tell your parents, have an open discussion with your mother individually, and then with your father, and then with both of them. Tell them, "I will do what you say, but my heart is still inclined to that person there," and be honest with it and so forth. My advice to parents and daughter will be, look at the taqwa and piety. Look at, you must remember how conscious that person is as deen and piety of Islam. Fasfar bidhati deen, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Be successful with deen and Islam. Don't look at mal and jamal only. Don't look at the wealth and don't look at the beauty. All that are temporary. The deen and piety and Allah consciousness, that is permanent. That is my advice to you, daughter and parents, inshallah. Allah may khair and goodness for all parties.
Uftisab, in which hadith it is stated that women are not allowed to drive?
So remember, leave hadith, the Quran says so. Quran Kareem states, Surah 33, verse 33, where is the place of the woman? The place of the woman is Surah 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ is compulsory upon you women to stay in your homes. You call that hijab bil buyut. Today's women, South Africa, Africa, Arab woman, Indian woman, African woman, 90%, 80% of the women, they misunderstood the meaning of hijab. They thought you just wear an abaya and you wear a niqab and you can gallivant every day, take the Mercedes, take the BMW, take the Toyota and run around, run a taxi, take your son, daughter to school, take madrasa, go to the mall, meet Paul and so forth. Since when Islam allows all that? All that absolutely haram, you must remember that. The hijab bil buyut, that is the real hijab. A woman's place is at home. Yes, when there's need, necessity, you must remember that. Then you go out, somebody is ill, somebody is janaza, somebody is this. But gallivanting and running around, that Islam never allows that. And when you're going to go out driving and all that there, how you will go out, madam? Will you go out with smart clothes or you'll go out with lipstick and dipstick? You know what the answer is. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, idha kharajat il mar'a, when a lady emerges from a home, wa hiya muta'attira, and she has makeup, lipstick, dipstick and so forth, fa marrat bi majlisi kada wa kada, and the men can see her, she can see the men and so forth. See who is saying these words. Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa, rahmatul lil alameen, who was among the creation, the mercy to the entire universe. So for all times, all places. Fiya zaniya, she's an adulteress. What is that lady? She's an adulteress. So if somebody calls you an adulteress, there's no need to feel upset. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you an adulteress. You must remember that. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, that is. So don't come with your stories here and all. And you see the men are getting hijacked. Your wife is driving. She gets a puncture. She gets stuck. What will happen to her? You're setting your daughter and your wife and your mother up for rape. Have you got no brains? Afala ta'qilun? So I'll never allow my wife to go to the shop and all that alone. I take her to the shop with me. I'll go with her. Most of the time I go alone. So use your brains. You must remember that. You can see what is happening in this world. And yet we look for loopholes. A nation who look for loopholes. The jutlas and haramis. Kunu qiradatan khasi'in. Waja'ala minhum al-qiradata wal-khanazir. Allah made them into swines and monkeys. Remember that. Chapter 5, verse number 60.
Uftisab, my parents were very poor while I was growing up. My aqiqah was not done. Can I make my own aqiqah now?
You must go to your parents and kiss their hands today, my brother, if they're alive, and tell them, well, never mind your poverty, I love you forever. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Chapter 17, verse 24. Ya Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me while I was a baby, while I was young, while I was in my formative years. That is what you should do, O Muslim. When last you kissed your parents? Hands. When last you kiss your father, mother, either on the forehead or either on the hands? Today's Muslim will kiss the boyfriend and girlfriend and be proud about that. Haram things we proud. Sunnah and Nabawiyah, we feel ashamed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. That is the plight of the ummah today. So remember, if your parents passed away with Iman, Islam, Surah 14, verse 41, Rabban, like our brother Hassan Badat, Hussein Badat, Allah grant their beloved mother Jannat al-Firdaus. So I sent messages to them. He couldn't speak, obviously he was crying. Rabbana filli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, that the day the reckoning is established. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. According to Hanafis, you are alive and the son, daughter is alive. So now the parents parents could not afford the aqiqah, you 20, 30, 40 years old, you want to make the aqiqah, no problem. Shafi's Ambali say, La aqiqata ba'd al-buluq. Once you have obtained the age of puberty, maturity, then there is no aqiqah according to the Shafi's and them. Hanafis is fine. Allah gave you money, my son, my brother, make the aqiqah. Make it this weekend, mashallah. And keep on making dua for your beloved parents.
Mufti Saab, can I marry my wife's daughter?
So you can't marry her, totally haram. Your wife's daughter from a previous marriage. Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, verse 23, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُم بِهِنْ. And once you consummated the marriage with your wife, then remember, your daughter becomes haram for you. You are mahram for her. Your wife passes away, you still cannot marry her. Mahram means that forever and ever it eternally, you are a mahram for her. For you to marry your stepdaughter, absolutely haram and not permissible. And it seems you timing her and looking at her with lust. Be very careful, my brother. Today you're watching all your movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, pornography, and then you want to experiment all these type of things here. Be very careful. You touch her with lust, according to Hanafis, your marriage is broken. It's called Hurmatul Musahara. If that is happening, you better separate. You must remember between you and your stepdaughter. Remember that, brother.
Kisab, can people charge people for the time? Example, per hour, can we charge?
100%. A person is a mechanic, a person is an electrician, carpenter. He says, see, I will charge you by the hour and so forth for my labor and time and so forth. So it's permissible. But you can't inflate the prices. The job is now for 1 hour. You go delay, and you make it 2 hours and so forth. Islam says, chapter number 83 and verse number 1, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Islamic law is not black and white only. Islamic law, it addressing your conscience. إِسْتَفْتِ قَلْبَكْ إِسْتَفْتِ نَفْسَكْ. Ask your conscience, ask your heart. Woe and destruction and Jahannam for those people who commit fraud. You must remember that. So this is also one type of fraud, that you went to the mechanic, the job is 1 hour, and then he writes there the 2 hours and so forth. So yes, you will pay for 2 hours, but you will pay for your crime in the year after also. So yes, you are entitled. You and people come now, they're going to work as a teacher or what. These are your hours of working, 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, whatever. So you're paying the people per hour. In South Africa, people still get away. Go to Canada and that is very difficult. Hardly millionaires got, we and you, we got maids and we got this and this. You know, it's South Africa. So everything goes on kelungile, you see. Kullu halal, everything goes. You go overseas. I know my cousins are there, multi-millionaires. They can't afford a maid. So you must remember that once a week, twice a week, maximum thrice a week, they'll come and clean up here and there for 2 hours, 3 hours, they go. They have to pay him $100, $50 a month and an hour and so forth. What are you talking? You know how expensive it is there. And you can't tell them anything, you must remember. Yeah, you tell them, man, just do this, just do that, lungile. You know, they say, yeah, it's all right. So yeah, it's very easy for us. Go overseas. Everything is by the hour. So Islam allows that, remember.
Mufti Saab, a person drinking alcohol but refusing to eat haram food, does it make sense?
So you must remember that people have weaknesses in life. So they drink alcohol, they take drugs and all these type of things. But when it comes to eating, then they say, no, I won't eat haram food. It's like our people, not only him. How many of our Muslims, I know, they go gambling, they go casino, they go this. And what they do? They say, no, me, I want halal food. You must remember. So the person who's a drunkie and a person who's a gambler, they both are cursed by Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they both are guilty of a major, major crime and so forth. But at least they got that little bit of conscience, you must remember. It don't mean if a person is indulging in one haram, so he must go on more and more haram. No. So you must remember, he's guilty of that crime. But tell him at least that much you're doing, so increase the quantity and quality of your salat, the beginning of the 21st Jews, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Ya Allah, Allah has stated, you Muslim, if you read your salat, your namaz, your prayer properly. Why is salat called salat? As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah Jalla wala. It will prevent you from all the haram, indecent, obscene actions and speech, wal munkar, and all forms of injustice. So yes, that is a weakness. They must get punished for that, 80 lashes for alcohol and so forth. The person who is going gambling, he must be put in jail and can be whipped and lashed as well, Islamically. But that does not justify that they must go eat more haram food and so forth. So remember that we all are guilty of certain haram. Do dilo ke andar guna ki nafrat ajay. When we have a hatred for sins, that's a sign that you are progressing Islamically. When you study the lives of the awliyaullah, they say kulla yawmin lam ya'sihi Allah lam ya'si Allah fihi fa huwa yawmu eidin. At the individual basis, at the micro basis, in the past 24 hours, we did not break any law of Almighty Allah, of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, that is your Eid. That is a wonderful, good day for you. That is how the Muslim looks at it. Hadith Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warda, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram food, haram places, haram people. You know, haram people means that you can make friendship with the jutlas and the non-Muslims and so forth. So stay away from haram people and so forth. Takun a'badan nas. You will be the biggest worshipper, buzruk of people. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Last question, Maulana.
The Shafi Imam who performed Juma in our area yesterday read Kunut during Juma. So some Hanafi brothers said, when we go home, we should repeat the Salah. Is this correct?
Our Hanafi brothers also, they're a bit crazy, you know. They want to be more Catholic than the Pope. It's jahil, that jahala. You must remember that. So according to Hanafis, the fatwa is this. You must remember all Jahri Salat. When Ahmad Ad-Durra was murdered by the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, it was my turn. I normally don't make salat and all that. I was in Newcastle. So I announced after the khutbah, then I'm making imamat, and in that we will make kunut and nazila. This was when Ahmad Durra was martyred and murdered. So to read, you must remember kunut nazila in your jahri salawat, in your loud salat, your fajr, your maghrib, your isha, jumma, totally permissible according to all four schools. According to Shafi's, to read in asr and zuhur also is permissible. You Hanafis who are jahils and ignorant, don't go to give fatwas and talk nonsense, please. You upset me very much, you know. You expose your jahalat and talk nonsense. You must remember that. Nobody has to repeat the salat. Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen. Allah basira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.